Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not loving you way I wanted to. What I had to do, had to run from you. I'm in love with you, but the vibe is wrong, and it haunted me all the way home. So you never know, never, never know, never know.
Welcome to blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil, and I am your show's host, Darlene Lewis. You can call me every Thursday at 6:30, 347-989-0761. Now, today, our subject is, have you ever experienced racism or been discriminated against? Many people complain that in the workplace, in the job market, in relationships, and in everyday life, they are treated differently based upon their nationality, their appearance, and or their skin complexion. Call me if you have witnessed or experienced racism. Are you sometimes discriminating against other groups or your own ethnic group without your knowledge? Call us to discuss this American disease that many all over the world does not even experience as much as Americans do. Thursdays at 6:30 is when we're on the air, but you can call me right now, 347-989-0761. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Darlene Lewis, and our show is called Hear No Evil. Discrimination laws. Now, there are specific anti-discrimination laws making it illegal for certain categories of people to discriminate against you for a number of different reasons. The different categories of people and the different reasons are kind of cut and dry. But what if you're being discriminated against for a reason that is not the norm, like because of your weight, or, for example, or because you have a regional accent, or what if someone other than your employer or a shop or service provider is discriminating against you, like a neighbor or strangers in the street? Now, if the discrimination you are suffering from doesn't seem to be covered by the anti-discrimination laws, it doesn't mean there's nothing you can do to stop it. Depending on exactly what is happening to you, you may be able to resolve it informally by negotiating or making a complaint on the person discriminating against you. You might be committing a criminal offense, interfering with your employment rights, human rights, or breaking the law in some other way. If someone has broken the law by discriminating against you, this might mean that you can go to a court or employment tribunal, like in Northern Ireland, an industrial tribunal or the Fair Employment Tribunal, and get compensation. You're unlikely to get mega bucks, but it should go some way towards putting right what has happened to you. Now, who is discriminating against you? Anti-discrimination laws protect you from employers when you're applying for a job to stop them from offering you a job on less favorable terms and conditions, such as paying you less than they would other people, to make sure you get the same training, promotion, and transfer opportunities as everyone else, and so that they can't sack you just for being who you are. Anti-discrimination laws protect you from discrimination by education and training providers, such as schools, colleges, universities, and vocational training services. Now, sometimes you may apply for a position or try to get go to school, and someone may discriminate against you based upon where you live. They may say, oh, you don't live in this district or this zone, and they can use ways to keep you out of the school, keep your child out of their schools in their neighborhood. So you may want to investigate when a person says you're out of the district. There are laws that protect against public service providers, such as general practitioners, doctors, hospitals, local authorities, job centers, and prisons. You have laws protect you against people selling, letting, or managing property, such as a local authority, housing department, housing associations, private landlords, brokers. So you may want to investigate if you feel that someone is trying to keep you out of a neighborhood. And they may say things like, oh, you don't want to live in this area because there's a high crime area. Or, you know, you may not fit in. You know, little things like that. There are laws that protect you against shops and other service providers, such as bars, restaurants, movie theaters, banks, and insurers. Now, why do you think they are discriminated against you? Well, because you are a man or a woman, you may be discriminated against. Because you are pregnant or recently gave birth. You are transsexual. Your race, your color, your nationality, your ethnicity, or national origin. You are disabled. You recently came home from prison. You are lesbian. You're gay. You're bisexual or straight. Because, you know, sometimes gay people discriminate against people that are straight. Or your religion or belief or lack of religion. You are also protected from discrimination by your employer because of your age. You are taking or want to take statutory maternity leave. You are married or in a civil partnership. Now, it will be against the law for goods and services provided to discriminate against you because of your age. Most people, most commonly, people are discriminated against because of their own race, sexual orientation, and religious belief. But it's illegal to discriminate against you because of your race, sexual orientation, or religious belief, or someone else too. So if you are harassed at work after your colleagues find out that your parents are Jehovah's Witness or Muslim, or a landlord refuses to let rent a place to you because you want to share it with your friend who is maybe Iranian, you can take action against these people. It is also illegal to discriminate against you because of your own positive attitude towards people of other races, sexualities, or religions. So there are a few things that people also should recognize. Now, there's a mistaken belief about who you are. It's illegal for someone to discriminate against you because they think you are a particular race or sexual orientation or religion, even if you are not. So it's illegal for a training provider to refuse to take your booking because when they hear your surname, they think you are Jewish, or you're Muslim, or you're African-American, whether you are or not. And it is against the law, once again, to discriminate against you because of your gender, your age, your disability, or transsexual status of someone else, or because of mistaken belief about your own sex, age, disability, transsexual status. Now, let me tell you something about a girl named Hannah. Hannah says she used to waitress at a restaurant down the road from her house. On one of her shifts, she seated and served a lesbian couple. After they'd gone, her manager called her into the kitchen and told her not to serve anyone like that again. If they came in again, she said that she just would tell them that the restaurant was full. She didn't say anything at the time, but then she made up her mind that she wasn't going to treat anyone like that, no matter what her manager said. So when they did come in again on her shift, she gave them a table like everyone else, and then she got fired. This is discrimination, and Hannah could have brought a claim against her employer. What's a disability? Under the anti-discrimination law, a disability is a physical or mental health condition that makes it or likely to make it difficult for you to carry out normal day-to-day activities for at least 12 months. It's a very wide definition covering far more illnesses, conditions, and complaints than those that people would traditionally think of as disabilities. For example, it includes, amongst many other things, dyslexia, HIV, severe disfigurement, loss of a limb, medical depression. You could be covered by the disability discrimination legislation even if you have never classed yourself as disabled. You'll be covered by these laws even if you're having treatment, which makes it possible for you to carry out normal day-to-day activities. But you won't be covered if you have treatment which cures you of the health problem. So you should investigate all forms of disability, investigate all forms of discrimination, and just see whether or not you feel that you've been treated badly or you've been treated differently. We'll be right back.
Clouds and her mist. She, yeah, welcome to the bright.
You are listening to blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil. I'm Darlene Lewis. You can call me every Thursday at 6:30, 347-989-0761.
I'm gonna
Okay, we're about to have a serious, serious contest between Kyle Rifkin, Jazzo, Dana Dane, and Eleven. We're going to see who ranks between one and three.
That's a place to be. Stomach ground to the sound to the great MC. Dawn to divas, turn the plays into believers. We leaders, what's he up to my G? Yes, and you're rolling with Darlene, who got the hottest showcase from here to them shows in the Bronx and Queens. From Staten to Brooklyn, I rep Manhattan, uptown fashion. We laughing, having a blast, and I'm asking, can we get it popping and cracking? Kick back and just listen to the songs that we rapping. The notes they hit, the loud crowd reactions is guilty. Now back to the one who made it happen.
So you wanna be a celebrity? Come get with me on 59th Street. You wanna be a celebrity? Come get with me on 59th Street. You wanna be a celebrity? Come get with me on 59th Street. You wanna be a celebrity? Come get with me on 59th Street.
All right, this is an exclusive. This is Dana Dane and 11, dancing by myself, calling 347-989-0761. Give us a rank between 1 and 3. Thank you.
Big Worldwide, New York City. Let's dance, Brooklyn. Let's dance.
Friendly Finna, yeah, that's me. Ego Crusher, ELE. 2 weeks ago, a girl said it was ugly. Talk a little shit, now they won't hug me. Never was a thought, now they think of me. Pour drinks on me, now drinks on me. Already know the line, yeah, we can be friends. Feel like third base line, back to the good again. When I said hi, they said bye. Before I spoke, they said nope, fine. Keep that in the back of my mind. Never get enough money to the point I think that I'm too fly. Your handsome, sexy, cute, my. Do you wanna dance? No, not with you. So I walk off the dance floor, get a little drink. Like I'm famous, point in the wind. No new taxes, no missed calls. Lady, do you mind if I dance with y'all? This is my song, I don't need your help. So I go to the dance room and dance by myself. Ha!
You don't have to dance with me. Long as I get my two feet, I don't need nobody else.
The ceremony, the great one, cheered around the sphere for my vocal application. Mics are rocking, crowds are moving, roofs are raging. Just being here with you was a cause of celebration. Brooklyn swaying, parties surveying, the dance full throttle on the lonely bottle. Bathed in the building like they're straight off the tire. Pitch with sponsors, ashes, July for a few ladies dance around me in the cypher. Trying to see which one I might have an eye for. I don't get gas, I take it all in stride. I believe a lot of things, but don't believe it. It makes me reflect on my humble beginnings when I was dissed and bypassed by many pretty women who couldn't see my greatness or my earning potential. So they got scooped by dudes who had more strict credentials. But that's in the past, now I'm the toast of the club. Fat buff, bays, wanna rub and pack that thing up. Pay for no thanks, sugar, find somebody else. Right now, I'm a Brooklyn step by myself. Yeah.
You don't have to dance with me. Long as I get my two feet, I don't need nobody else. If you wanna dance with me, I'll be up in VIP. It'll be me and no one else. Cause I'll be dancing by myself. Dancing by myself. Dancing by myself. Dancing by myself.
Everything that the owner exaggerated, make you throw your hands up like you graduated. Say I be feeling myself like I'm masturbated. Say you on some shit like you constipated. 48 hours, you can't stand them. New Sheriff and Reggie Hammond. It's me and my drink, music loud. Then I hear a voice yell out from the crowd.
You ain't think that I would show up. Always walk one day you blow up.
To the dance floor, dance by myself. Oh,
you don't have to dance with me. Long as I get my feet,
That was Dana Dane in 11. Next, we have Kyle Rifkin. Now, Kyle Rifkin sings On the Road with Rob Bass and Easy Rock. And this is his single called He Can't Love You. Check it out. Okay, that was Kyle Rifkin with He Can't Love You. And next we have the legendary Jazzo. Now, I know you remember Jazzo, the originator. He's the one that actually brought Jay-Z to the music industry. So here we go with Here We Go, Jazzo.
Stop everything. James County, born and raised. Class elegant, lyrically eloquent. If hip hop had a government, I would run for president. Pushing more weight than a monster, an elephant. I'm only kidding, friends. Don't mean to tip the feds. I don't push pounds of powder and amphetamine. Street savvy veteran, no one does it better than a gentleman. Buy my records, tell your relatives and friends. Pretty thing, she's thick. What better reason than a hit her with some G-ish? They like my style, so I book the four seasons under some alias and please her with the beast.
Here we go.
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
Yeah, mama.
Here
live shorty with her face down, giving great fellatio. Chatter on the radio, slew a chick to invade the crib, trying to stay your third night.
Why would you take another day?
Mama show you heard right, cake off like a bake off. You know the flip, then I make off as I take off. You know the trip, BK lifer, roll with my snipers. Tightness, circle, no squares, this my cipher. Pay dues, made through, shade do, convey truth, stay cool. Up a friend and a true king, always keeps his aces up. Queens give them what they choose, princesses and princes give them miniatures. Worth much more than metals and minerals. Doing what I meant to do, haters on my genitals. My time, you're either a friend or a fool.
Stop everything, it's Kings County. Born and raised in that place, screaming Marcy forever. It's the living legend.
Yeah, so,
here we go.
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
Yeah, mama.
Here we go.
It's obvious. We know that.
Number one, give me a call, 347-989-0761. Well, we're winding down to the end of the show, 17 more minutes to go, and I was in a little Prince move, so I'm thinking about, you know, trying to make it to his concert. A lot of people have been talking about Prince. Really, really doing it still big time. Prince is amazing. Saw him on an awards show, and some people were trying to attempt to sing his songs, and they were doing okay. But Patti LaBelle, she really, when she hit that that song, I think she was singing Purple Rain. She hit them notes. It just took me back to the 1980s, and when I was on my Prince move, I was on my Prince vibe, and I was wearing purple every day. It was crazy. Yeah. I want to hear some Purple Rain. Be right back.
I never meant to call you in your pain.
Nothing like a serious friend moment. Man, you know what? I'm just going to end this show out just playing all of Prince's music. Yeah, it's all about you tonight. I want to thank you for tuning in to blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil. You can hear me every Thursday at 6:30 at 647-989-0761. You can feel free to call in. We allow business owners, artists, rappers, poets, writers, singers, producers, politicians to promote their products, goods, and services for the next 2 months for only $100. If you're interested, email us or go to FutureNetworkProductions.com. That's FutureNetworkProductions.com. Give us a call 347-928-3049. If you're interested in advertising on our radio show, those that do promote on our radio show will automatically get free advertising on our television program, Celebrity Showcase. Missing out for my Literary Ladies book tour? To learn more about that, you can go to networkproductions.com. And if you are a literary lady and you want to be on tour with us and you have at least 10 books, join us on our tour. We're hitting the East Coast. You can get my books at lulu.com/Darlene Lewis. That's lulu.com/Darlene Lewis. If you are experiencing racism or discrimination, please tune into your local agencies that will help you in your endeavors. There's always people out there that are not going to agree with you. They're not going to like the way they look. But you know what? They probably just don't like themselves. Always remember, there's only one race, and that's the human race. Take care.
Baby, vision in one's mind. The beautiful one always smashes.
Be cool.